Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I give Tom Brady credit, too, because we're going to play this in a second. And yes, when did that happen, by the way? Brady talking to Stephen A., like in real time, when was that? Do we know?
I'm not exactly sure. It was a live show of the Stephen A. Smith show from ESPN.
But like, was it today?
I'll find
out exactly when it was. Was
it yesterday? I think it was recent.
Because I feel like Brady might be stealing from me. Like, that's literally what I said yesterday.
Right.
The Super Bowl hangover doesn't exist. I'm sorry. This is a quirky number that people have decided to grab onto. Well, you lose the Super Bowl, you automatically suck the next
Only
year.
Only once has a team gone back. So I don't know if it's a quirky number
well, that's not 30 years. That's not.
In the last 30 years.
The Bills. Only,
yeah, well, that's more than 30 years ago.
Okay.
And that's, we had a guest yesterday who mentioned it, 30
Wait
years.
A minute.
In the last 30 years, only one team has lost the Super Bowl and gone back to the Super Bowl the next year.
Is that the Chiefs?
No, it's New England.
Didn't the Chiefs do it?
The Chiefs lost.
Lost to Tom Brady? Oh, then there was the year in between.
Correct.
There was
and
the Bengals and the Rams.
Exactly. So it is a little bit of a curious stat, but the thing that strikes me more is if you look at five-year runs, how many teams have been to their conference championship game 5 years in a row like the Niners have, and you can go back as far as you want to go back, and there aren't that many teams who have done what Kyle Shanahan and company have done five straight years, or, you know, 5 years, four times in 5 years, whatever the number is. And if they do it again this year, it'd be five times in 6 years. They've been to the Final Four. That doesn't happen very often.
Yeah. I just, you know, to me, like, in theory, what would be the difference between winning the game and losing the game with regard to how it affects the following year? What would be the difference?
One just, block.
Just vibes?
You know One what I mean? Right guard going the correct way.
Right, but like the whole idea of like, well, but if you win it, then you can come back again the next year. Why? You,
right.
Same thing. You had to play deep into, you know.
Because that one play went your way or didn't go your way.
So that determines whether you're eligible to go the following year?
Right.
I
it
just
seems
think
a little arbitrary.
The whole thing, you know. And by the way, we should back up and let everybody hear what Tom Brady said. And then you get to weigh in on what you think. That's how this works. It's called sports radio. We do this every day. Willard and Dibbs. Hi, 888-957-9570. So check this out. Stephen A. is kind of rocking the whole Super Bowl hangover thing, and he's talking to a guy named Brady, and listen to where the conversation goes.
I think perspective will determine that ultimately when we look back. So in any team in the moment that I would say loses a Super Bowl, how many times have we lost Super Bowl and then the next year the team doesn't make the playoffs? That happens quite a bit.
Yeah.
You know why? Because every year you start back at the bottom with everybody else. Whether you win the Super Bowl, whether you finish in 32nd place, you start at the bottom of that mountain that you're trying to climb. And I think someone like the 49ers, for example, they run a great program. I think they have a very good ownership. They have a very good general manager. They have a good head coach. They have a very good quarterback. They have a very good defense and defensive coordinator who they've had.
Mm-hmm.
And I think those are great fundamentals of what you're looking for to build an organization, those positions.
Okay, so if someone's going to do it, you know, why not the 49ers? But I'll even, like, not even make it that much about the 49ers. Look through the history of the really good teams. I like the point you just made. If the 49ers over the last 6 years, if their quarterback is healthy, and sometimes even if he's not, where does the season end?
In the Final Four. Yeah.
Every time.
In late January.
Every time.
Every time. Yeah.
So
over
like,
the last 5 years.
You know,
yeah,
you mentioned that only one time did New England lose the Super Bowl and then go back the very next year, and that was in 2019, the 2019 Super Bowl, the 2018 season, when New England lost to Philadelphia, came back the following year and beat the Rams. But the year before they lost to Philadelphia, they beat the Atlanta Falcons in the Kyle Shanahan offensive coordinator game. 2 years before that, they beat the Seahawks. That's in the Marshawn Lynch, give me the ball game, didn't give him the ball. In other words, what was New England every year? You know, right there. Right there. They're right there every year. And some years you pop in, some years you don't. Some years you win it, some years you don't.
There's 8 years in a row.
There's really only a handful of teams that are probably going to pop through and be in the Super Bowl this year. The Niners are one of them.
Yeah, yeah.
And but they're probably not going to go.
Well, they're probably going to be in the playoffs, and they're probably going to be one of the last eight teams, and odds are they're going to be one of the last four teams. And if you have the NFC Championship game, and it's in Green Bay in the snow, or it's at home and you make a mistake, like you did against the Giants when you had two fumbles by your punt returner and you didn't go on from there, yeah, you might not make it any further. But you mentioned the Patriots, and I'm just looking from 2012 to 2018, actually 2011, they lost the Super Bowl, they lost the conference, they lost the conference, they won the bowl, they lost the conference, they won the bowl, they lost the bowl, they won the bowl, they lost the wild card game. So it was literally eight straight years where they were one of the last four teams standing. And the Niners now are, what, four of the last 5 years? They've been
in the NFC title
that
game.
Team?
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
So,
and same with the Chiefs.
And with the same roster coming back. And you can, you know, talk about no Dre Greenlaw until halfway through, fine. And Hufanga, we don't know where he'll be, but he got hurt last year too. And the roster is mostly the same as it was last year. So why would they all of a sudden fall down to be 10-7 in a wild card team without injury?
Because vibes, Dib.
Yeah, yeah.
Vibes.
I get that.
Vibes with 1B, Dibs with 1B.
Brandon vibes. With 1B.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like we've fallen into a trap.
A little bit, yeah.
I think we fell into a trap. Everybody, all of us, sure. I mean, I believe what I said a handful of minutes ago. I think the 49ers...
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are a prop on social media this offseason. And that's not to say that there aren't things going on. There are things going on. This, like, we've all expressed some emotion about it. The Brandon Ayuk thing's a problem. It's a problem. Is it a Niner problem? Is it a Brandon problem? Is it both? It's probably some both. But I think Brandon has arrived at a spot, in my opinion, where he has become more difficult than most. I don't think this still needs to be going on. I don't think it will be going on in the same form much longer. It can't. We keep saying there's a game in 2 weeks. There is a game in 2 weeks again from today. There's a game 2 weeks from yesterday. There's a bunch of games 2 weeks from Sunday, and there's the game we really care about 2 weeks from Monday.
There's a game in 4 hours, but that game doesn't really matter as much, although we can get into that.
Sure.
Because, man, I hope you have your rosary beads for Brock Purdy because he's going to play. And we all need to, like, say a silent prayer for him to be able to make it through warmups and actually be able to go out and play football.
This segment's going to bite you in the you-know-what if something happens.
Whatever.
This is going to bite you in the you-know-what.
I don't believe in that sort of, like,
that's fine.
Mystical karma.
No, I don't think it's karma. I just mean, like, I think it's fair to go into a preseason game, and when starters go out there, hold your breath.
Sure. You're nervous.
Hold your breath. Every year, something happens in August that changes the season.
Every time he steps off a curb to cross a street,
I mean, come on, man.
I light a candle.
You're playing football, and injuries are a hell of a lot more likely on the field than they are in the shower. But, yes, they happen in both places.
Man.
But anyway, I do think that the 49ers have been used as a prop. I don't want to get political, but I've said this for a few years now about the city of San Francisco. It got used as a prop.
Place is a dump.
Well, and some people may have points about things where the city is struggling or more empty than it used to be. But, you know, you want to turn on the damn national news, and some people think there are tanks in the streets, and it's a war zone. And it's not, because it's being used as a prop. And the Niners are, too. Content creators know this. If you say Brock Purdy, everybody stops. What'd they say? Is he underrated? Is he overrated? Is he the best quarterback in the NFL? Is he 22nd on my latest Ringer rankings?
Steven Ruiz.
And you know his name, why?
Because his rankings are spot on.
Because he did this to Brock Purdy.
Yeah,
so and he still does. The only reason we even know his name.
Yeah.
So the 49ers, for all kinds of reasons, name value, performance, the nature of push-pull, of a player that's Mr. Irrelevant.
The draftism plays into it all.
Thrown forward to potentially $60 million, and the name value of Kyle Shanahan and the pulsating fan base and all of that makes all of us a perfect mark. You can tweet anything you want, and we all go crazy. And it has led to all of us thinking stuff is worse than it is. That's my opinion.
Yeah. Well, the over-under for wins for the Niners, according to FanDuel, is 11.5. And if you want to bet the over, then you get a little bit of money your way. It's plus 126 juiced to the over. So, you know, in reality, the over-under is about 11.25 wins for the Niners. So if you put it at 11-6, that is still a pretty good team, and it's a pretty good year. The Chiefs are the only team with a higher over-under, and their over-under is also 11.5, according to FanDuel, but you have to pay a little bit of juice to get the over on the Chiefs. And other than that, it's the Eagles, the Ravens, the Lions, the Bills, the Bengals. Nobody else is in double digits, so you are one of seven teams that have a double-digit win total expectancy, yet you're right, Mark. All we do is talk about no Ayuk, no Trent. The vibes are bad. Is this the beginning of the end of Kyle and the Niners?
I think.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah. I'm sorry if this is like an unpopular opinion. I think the Niners are fine.
Yeah, they could be.
I think they're fine.
If they get Trent and Brandon back, if they don't get Brandon back, well, I don't think they're fine.
Trent's coming back. Well, we can have that conversation in a few. Trent's going to be here. And I actually still would handicap it as Brandon being here. But the 49ers are fine. And you can see sort of the things that don't align right in front of you. You can't simultaneously. This is all over the country now. You listen to media. No one is predicting the 49ers to have a good year. And I mean that like with respect to expectations. Chris Sims today said they've got the fourth best roster in the NFC. Lock Confora comes on with us yesterday and predicts doom and gloom. It's very popular right now to say, I think the Niners are going to be worse than you think they are. Simultaneously, they remain the favorite.
Right, right.
So that's actually the marker of where money is going. So if you ask, like, that's a fun way to do it. Ask a media member. Fine, put your money where your mouth is. You really think the Lions roster is better than the 49ers? Go ahead. Position by position, tell me how. Tell me how. What, you got Penei Sewell? You got Hutch over there on the defensive line? Yeah, those are good players. You think Amon-Ra St. Brown's the best receiver between the Lions and Niners? Make your point. You're going to tell me Jahmyr Gibbs is better than Christian McCaffrey? GTFOH. Trent Williams is on this team. Like, name a defender on the Lions. Get out of here. Get out of here. But, of course, that's not the way it works. All right. Super Bowl hangover, is that a thing, yes or no? And you and I should get into answering this question.
Okay.
And everybody can. 888-957-9570. Can the Niners win a Super Bowl without Brandon Ayuk? Yes or no? Let's talk it out. Let's take your calls. It's Willard and Dibs.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.